The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast by Fresh FM, with assistance from New Zealand On Air.
Kia ora, planet people. This is Kevin G on your Climate Action Show. CAN stands for Climate Action Now. And as we come into the third round on the river rain scenario, the human condition of saying, well, it's same old, is a bit of a problem because it raises the question, is climate change maybe a hoax? So I'm reading from a really interesting book I found at the airport by Mr. Rod Oram, who is a financial journalist of much repute. And way back in the 26th of the 6th, 2005, he said, climate change, let's take one deep breath and then three steps back to regain a sense of reality and purpose. And I found that quite arresting and, in fact, quite challenging, because we can get so far out of step that we might lose the bigger picture. So from a reality and purpose point of view, he said, if we don't step back, we'll do an irreparable damage to New Zealand's economy and our international reputation. Oh, and to our environment as well. There's an interesting order that he puts there. The financial people put finance first and environment second. He goes on to say, the recent outbreak of hysteria, ignorance and politicking is good reason to get back to basics. Remembering that this is in June 2005, which is 20 years ago. Most of the perpetrators were business lobbyists and the National Party. Their excuse was the government's announcement that on present trends, we won't meet our commitments to the Kyoto Protocol. As a result, we might have to spend $500 million in that then money value on buying carbon credits. It helps to take a breath before considering the complexities of climate change. The science is imprecise, the remedies uncertain, the context of global and environmental penalties for failing future potentially catastrophic. So the question is, they ask the question, then is the first step to back to reality is to ask, is the climate changing? Well, fast forward, rewind. Luckily, the answer was yes. According to the IPCC, that's the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, a body of leading scientists advising the UN, it had established that the Earth was warming, thanks partly to the burning of fossil fuels. Now, this is quite a big book, so I'll go into the introduction to fast forward, rewind right up to this time in the cycle. And what we're going to be looking at is now in Mochiwaka. It's our time to not shine, in a sense. And I'm quoting from the Nelson Tasman Climate Forum, of which I'm a member. And we have the magnificent news in the international courts that the International Court of Justice said, taking into account the adverse effects of climate change on the environment and the enjoyment of human rights, the court considers that the full enjoyment of human rights cannot be ensured without the protection of the climate system and the other parts of the environment. And that is the ruling in Presse. So we have to balance the two. It's what we can do daily to make this work. So if you're looking at a bit of the introduction, the forum is stating that we're experiencing a rare month of back-to-back storms as northerly winds drive moist air directly from the north into our haven at the top of the South Island. For those who haven't seen the numbers, the region received 2 months of rain in 48 hours on June 27. Range gauge sites across the Nelson Tasman recorded their highest in June, the total rainfall since being installed in the 1960s. And I can recall on that night, the first Friday night, where the Cumex second at Whitman's up from College Street was nearly 2,772 cubic meters a second. So these figures are astronomical, and we just pale into insignificance as human beings to comprehend it, what it could mean. But fortuitously, nothing bad happened on this end of the scale anyway. So the highest June total rainfall in June 20 was a 100-year flood event. 2 weeks later, no less, a 50-year flow event hit the region, causing more damage. As this newsletter is being prepared in late June, we're expecting another storm, which is today. Drone images of the region show large areas under water or awash in mud and silt. And I helped friends get that mud and silt off their furniture, and it was not a pretty sight. So the forum would like to express our deepest solidarity with those directly affected by the rainstorms of recent weeks. It's all too easy to say, well, it didn't affect me per se, but you need to be able to get in and start doing the cleanup to see how that's going to affect things. There has been a massive community building effort, not the least of which was the amount of unwanted but loved gear that was at the rec centre last Saturday. It was almost like a flood way of proportions way beyond its need. But nevertheless, it showed the community was helpful, and if only we would be able to help our planet a bit more as well. That's another story for another time. So all those contributions hopefully lessening the trauma of those directly affected. It will, however, take a long time to repair the damage, and long-term help will be vital. So the Student Volunteer Army have been called out. I have a shout-out for them. They're doing a magnificent job in coordinating those in need. And on their website, studentvolunteers.org, you'll be able to see them and help if you can. So the month has been a kaleidoscope of increasing extreme weather. We can expect in a warmer climate continuing. 2 days before the June 27 flood, Motueka's Community Film Circle screened Water is Love, a documentary about communities that are creating regenerative landscapes to manage fluctuating water availability. So here's the thing. We can sit and wail in the water, or we need to be able to do something about it. And it's one of those things that's changed. For climate to change, we have to change the climate. We need to take this on board and make it a community effort. One by one, we can make it work. Beyond the immediate recovery of two, future moves on. Locals are thinking about the long-term shift in how we do things. And in a recent post, the Tasman-based urban designer and Tasman mayoral candidate Timo Newharbour asked how our approach to forestry, wetlands and river management might need to change going forward. So the focus is out there, but it takes a catastrophe almost to change it, unfortunately. We can also benefit from taking time to study the tendencies and history of our rivers. The Motueka Catchment Collective, for instance, invites us to do this just this in September for a day devoted to exploring the Motueka River. Let's get down and dirty, or in this case down and clean, and see what the river is all about. As the climate warms, we can expect more intense and extreme weather. We need you, your ideas, your energy, your vision. Collectively, we can make this work better, quicker, faster. The forum is your community for engaging in and mobilising climate action in our region. Think global, act local. A truism that of time has come. You can support the Kaupapa by sharing this newsletter, which is on their website, hosting an event for our up-and-coming Climate Action Festival, or donating money to support our operations, which is on my email. The Climate Action Festival, if I bring it up on my screen, will be on the website. It's Nelson Tasman Climate Forum.nz. The Climate Action Festival is up there in lights, so have a look at that. And the world we want, it's in October. Time to get planning. It's not going to go away anytime soon. So it's structured the world we want. Let's get together, be positive with the strategy, and let's build the future we need to have. So it's hone the skills that reduce plastic and petrol use, make this year's festival another place to learn, connect and act. So in fact, we might be able to get a team together and use the Motueka community bus so that we can have a fixed carbon footprint, but divided by the number of people that are going there, means that it's going to be certainly the right way to go. So, kind of people, let's get onto the climate change advantages in the Tasman area on this wet day in July. In the latest news item, It is from the TC on the Newsline. Turning waste into resilience. How topical is that? In direct response to the recent storms and resulting damage, the Tasman Alliance, collaborative partnership between Tasman District Council and Downer NZ Limited, has been working tirelessly to restore transport links across the district. It's such good on them, and magnificent work under super trying conditions. Goes on, rather than solely turning to traditional quarried materials as a quick stopgap, the Alliance took a bold step. They repurposed approximately 1,500 tons of crushed concrete aggregate, salvaged from waste concrete that would have otherwise ended up in the landfill. And the building sector is very much a mea culpa industry that is building and filling our landfills because they're just too lazy to do the right thing and try and recycle a lot of it. This material, once discarded, was reborn as a cost-effective and eco-friendly alternative to quarried gravels. And this also brings to mind the Golden Bay Cement that is using new technology to massively reduce its carbon footprint. So we will have a discussion on that in after this rain event. The Newsline goes on, the crushed concrete was deployed across the Tasman network, particularly in storm-affected areas around Tapawera and Motueka. It was used to fill scours, backfill rock walls, and support general storm repairs. Growing its worth not just in cost savings, but in performance. A win-win-win, because the last one is a win for the planet. So all that carbon footprint that was used to produce the concrete in the first place, which is huge in terms of heat and emissions, is now, you can actually subtract it off the original, and we're in a win-win situation. By embracing the circular economy principles, the Tasman Alliance demonstrated how infrastructure recovery can align with environmental stewardship. As the region rebuilds, the crushed concrete beneath its roads and walls tells a story of ingenuity, partnership, and a commitment to doing things better. And if we don't go back, we're going to be going better forward quicker, and we're going to fill in the past bad events with old concrete repurposed. Let's go to Golden Bay, and the new look Port Tarikoi is ready to go. If you jump on the website of TDC, you'll be able to bring up the Port Tarikoi facility. There's a whole new, the old dilapidated and unsafe timber wharf is gone. Shabby and outdated facilities have been replaced and upgraded. Golden Bay's Port Tarikoi is now fully open for business. More than $12 million has been spent on the port upgrade, funded through a loan from Canoa, the Provincial Development Investment Group, and the MB as well. So the upgrade is designed to assist the Golden Bay aquaculture industry. My particular interest in this is the fact that the new shiny modern building is an emergency block, has the entire roof covered in solar panels to assist with powering operation of port staff users. So if you go to the TDC website and look for our solar generation, that's not up quite yet, but it will be. So that facility is totally solar driven, and good on TDC. They're showing the shiny side of solar, and by solar showcasing, they are certainly leading the pack. And I cannot say the same for the Nelson City Council, who in fact didn't even know one set of panels was on the network. So that's another story for another time. So the project has included a resilience ramp that in times of disaster response will enable the delivery of supply barges to cater for Golden Bay's needs when the other access points are cut off. The inner eastern breakwater has also been extended with new concrete floating berths added to the northern pontoon system and additional fendering added around the existing concrete wharf. I was out there recently when I went to do a little bit of environmental fishing, catching fish at the Anataki Salmon Farm. I like pelagic fishing, and I went and visited. So it's certainly really worthwhile looking at. Things are happening in our local territory. Get on board. The word can, climate change comes in cans, not cannots. Can stands for climate action now, not a cannot. So climate action people, let's get on board, jump aboard, go to the various points we're looking at, and we'll see you on the other side of climate change. Talk soon. Thank you. Bye-bye.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast on Fresh FM with support from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community access media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, freshfm.net, for our contact details.